Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to be with you once again for our 2019 series, He Makes All Things New. I appreciate your patience while I was on vacation. Amen. I got a chance to see my parents and my children and my grandchildren and had a wonderful time. God bless us. Amen. We had a good time together. And I thank you, amen, for all of you who have been perusing the archives. Amen. I see when you've been there, I give glory to God for each and every one of you. I hope you were blessed by the word of God and will continue, amen, to be a part of our series. Amen. I am praying for you. I don't have to know who you are or where you are. Amen. But I give glory and honor to the Lord for you. Amen. We are now live. Amen. And being heard by 13 countries, including the U.S. And the U.S. isn't even 50% of the listeners of this broadcast. So I thank God for you, wherever you are in the world. Amen. And I know that God is going to do something great in your life because He truly does make all things new. Today, we're going to talk about something that I heard from someone else. And I'm sorry I'm not able to quote who the person is that said this. But the word is this. There's a purpose in the process between promise and fulfillment. And what we're calling it today is His promise, our process. His promise, our process. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks and praise because you are God. You are God alone and nobody to do the things that you do. We praise you, O God. We thank you, Lord, amen, for your sovereignty, for your sovereignty, for your majesty. We give glory and honor to you, Lord God, hallelujah, because by you all things were made, and nothing that was made could have been made without you. There's no such thing as a Big Bang unless you caused it, Lord God. There's no such thing as evolution unless you, amen, are the one who caused it to be so. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for creating us. We thank you for honoring us. We thank you, Lord God, for coming back into the earth to redeem us from our own error. Oh, God, we thank you for loving us the way that you do, and you do love us. I thank you, Lord God, for every time in my entire life and in the lives of those that are listening that you have rescued us out of our own mess, out of our own muck, our own mire, things that we have caused ourselves, but you rescued us so that we could see another day, and you let us know that you truly do make all things new, and I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for this new mind and this new walk and this new level and this new anointing. I thank you, Lord God, for this new day. I thank you, Lord, for new people that are listening, Lord God, and understanding and being delivered by your word. I praise your name, Lord God, for your breakthroughs. Hallelujah. I give glory to you, Lord God, for your promise, because your promises to us is yes and amen. Yes, and so be it. It is so. We give you glory and honor, Lord God, asking that you bless, amen, this broadcast as we go forward. Amen. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that all that listen receive of you, Lord God, miraculously, Lord God, suddenly, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, right at the root of their need. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. I give glory and honor to the Lord because he is God and there is no other, and there's no other name under heaven whereby men must be saved except the name of Jesus. I give him glory and I give him honor today. Amen. He is my hero. Glory to God. He is my hero. And I thank the Lord that he is God. Amen. And he continues to move mightily in my life and in yours. Glory to God. Amen. If you've not seen a manifestation of the presence of God, you will. Just wait a little bit longer. Amen. It is part of the process. Amen. The words, amen, that this person said was there's a purpose in the process between promise and fulfillment. Amen. I read the other day a tweet from Christine Kane, and I'm sure many of you have heard Christine Kane. Amen. She is a female evangelist Glory to God. I praise God. I believe she's from Australia or New Zealand. I'm not quite sure. Amen. But I do know that I'm blessed by her words from time to time. I don't listen to her often, don't always have time, but I praise God for her ministry and those who are being touched, amen, by the presence of the Lord in her life. I praise God for those who are stand up in the power and the presence of God and declare that he is God and that there is nothing impossible for him and that life, amen, is ours in Jesus Christ. He said he came that we might have life and that more abundantly, not just for the then and there, but also for the here and the now. Glory to God. His promise, our process. And then I read a tweet, as I was saying, from Christine Kane that said that she was receiving things from the Lord in her 50s that she prayed for in her 20s. Glory to God. There's a purpose in the process between promise and fulfillment. Amen. There's a reason, amen, that she had to wait until her 50s to receive the things that she prayed of the Lord for in her 20s. But thank God she stayed on her post and she continued to look to the hills from which cometh her help. Thank God she continued to do those things so that when she was in the position to receive, amen, she received from the Lord those things that she prayed in her 20s. 30 years later, the Lord is overwhelming her, amen, with this promise. If God said so, if he said yes, the answer is yes, amen. And we in time, sometimes we get impatient. But if it's yes, yes is yes. His yes is always yes. And his no is always no. Hallelujah. But the Lord, he is God, amen. And there is a purpose in the process between promise and fulfillment. Glory to God. If Simeon had forgotten about the promise of the Lord. The Lord had promised Simeon, amen, in the New Testament, amen, that he would see the Lord's Christ. If he had not continued to go into the temple and fulfill his duties, amen, if he had decided one day that he was tired of waiting, amen, that he would have missed Mary and Joseph coming in with Jesus. He would have missed that babe in his arms. He would have missed seeing the Lord's Christ. Yes, the Lord would have kept his promise because the Lord's Christ came into the temple at the time that he had purposed that he would come. But if Simeon had gotten discouraged and stayed home one day, he didn't feel like it, he was sick, he decided, oh, this is just too much, it's not coming, it's not going to happen. If he had made that decision in the midst of the process, he would have missed the promise. Amen. But there was a purpose in the process between that promise and its fulfillment. Amen. And I'm sure that Simeon during that time was encouraged in the Lord. He had the opportunity to encourage others that he is waiting on the promise of God. And the Lord was strengthening him through that time. And I know each and every one of you that have gone through or is going through a process, you are receiving the strength of the Lord. And I can tell you for myself that sometimes it doesn't feel like you're as strong as you actually are. Because when I have been in the process myself, amen, between the promise and the fulfillment, it didn't feel like, amen, that I was progressing the way that I thought that I should. It didn't feel like God was moving the way I thought that he would, but he was. Because when I was able to look back from the fulfillment of that promise, I could see where the Lord had taken me. I could see that I was strengthened day by day. Sometimes it's gradual and insidious, and we don't always see it, but the Lord is melting us up. Amen. And there is a purpose in that process. He is maturing you. He is strengthening you. He is enabling you to be able to carry someone else through the very thing that you are going through yourself. Amen. I give glory to God. Amen. Amen. There's a purpose in the process between promise and fulfillment. I see a few things here. God is faithful. Number two, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. I'm telling you, I'm a witness. If you do that, if you just don't stop, just don't stop. The word says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. It lets us know, amen, that if you and do not faint, amen, you will see, glory to God, the fulfillment of the promise, because there's a purpose in that process that you're enduring. Amen. Number three, Keep moving towards the prize. Amen. Number four, there is a process between the promise and its fulfillment. I'm just going to keep repeating it to you. Number five, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Number six, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will, he will deliver them out of them all. There is a purpose in the process between promise and fulfillment. Number, I lost count. The next one, the promises of the Lord to us are true, and he will deliver. Glory to God. When we inquire of the Lord, his promises, when we inquire of them, and I'm referring to his promises, the answer is yes and yea and amen. The word says yes, and it is so. There is a process between the promise and its fulfillment, and the answer is still yes. Glory to God. I know David had to wonder, amen, when he was being pursued by King Saul. Although he was faithful to the king and he would do nothing to harm the king, still the king pursued him. I know he had to wonder, and still he held on to the Lord. He held on to his integrity. He held on to his faith because there was a purpose in the process between promise and fulfillment. And even before that, amen, he had been a shepherd in his father's field, taking care of the sheep, amen, and he had slain a lion and a bear, and those that had come against the sheep, he had slain them, amen. And Samuel came around to anoint the next king, and he looked at all of Jesse's sons, and he thought, sure, it had to be one of them because of the way they looked, because of their stature, and there he was, little ruddy, scrawny David, glory to God, anointed and appointed by God because there was a purpose in the process between promise and fulfillment, and the Lord anointed him to be king, the one who was taking care of the sheep. The Lord anointed to be king. He didn't even realize that his small beginnings, amen, turned into the greatness and the glory of God. Amen. King David, pursued by King Saul as we go forward in his history, pursued by the very king he loved, by the very king that he blessed. He was pursued by him. He tried to kill him. And he, amen, remained faithful, and he ended up being king after the death of Saul. And the Lord blessed the kingdom of David. Amen. And the city in which the Lord's house is called the city of David. Amen. They even call the star, amen, that is a symbol of Judaism, the star of David. Amen. Glory to God. And the Lord let him know that there would always be a king, amen, in his lineage. And Jesus came down through that lineage himself, down through the lineage of David. Amen. God blessed him because there was a purpose in the process between promise and fulfillment. Now, what about you? His promise, our process. The Lord has made you a promise. He has promised to prosper you. He has promised that you are great. And now you're going through a process to greatness. Amen. That process is going to mature you. That process is going to strengthen you. That process is going to answer questions that you couldn't answer yourself. That process is going to increase your faith. That process is going to take you to the next level in God. Hold on and don't faint, because there is a purpose in the process between promise and fulfillment. We give glory and honor to the Lord. I hope you were blessed and encouraged today. Amen. Because God has something great for you, and he truly makes all things new. Don't be discouraged. Amen. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart. Be strong in the Lord and of a good courage. And because the Lord, he will. No, let me go further with that. Be strong in the Lord and of a good courage. Be not terrified. Don't be discouraged, because the Lord your God will lead you wherever you go. Glory to God. He will lead you down the path, down the straight path. He will lead you through the dark places and through the night seasons. He will lead you. Amen. Let him do it. God bless you, and God keep you. God anoint you. Until next time. Amen. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and the blessing of the Lord is what I pray over your life. God bless and keep you. His promise, our process. Well, thank you for being with us during the 2019 series. He makes all things new. amen.